Vayetze Yaakov mebe'er sheva vayelech charono. Be'etzem, it could have said, Vayetze Yaakov lecharon. The pasuk is madgish. He went from Be'er Sheva, and he went to Charon. There's a yisoid. If the pasuk is madgish, the Vayetze and the Vayelech, you have to realize, sometimes when a person is yoytze from a certain place, the Ikar Matara is to leave the place where he is. Lav Davka, there's a specific kivun, Matara, reason to go to the Mokim Hasheni. And sometimes Fakir, there's Bechalal not reason, a reason that Bedavka, the Betzim, he has to be Yotza, but he has a Matara, Mutzheres, to get to the Mokim Hasheni. So over here, the reason the Pasuk splits it into two, because it's Taka two things. On one hand is Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva, he has to leave Be'er Sheva because he's being Bereach from Esav, and he has to be Yotze. On the other hand, Vayela Charona is a Tzveitadin. He has a Tzivoy to go be Mechapas Isha, so his parents told him. So Lechein, it's Vayetze and also Vayelech. But the emes is, there's a vort from Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, if it would have just said, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Licharon. So we already were Madish. It says Vayelech Charona because there was a Bezundar Adin of Vayelech. Oh, but technically, if it would have said Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Licharon, so the letters that are Miyutar, a Yud Vav Hei Chof, which spells out a shame, it's a shame of Shmira Yoyach, which spells out, Lamashal, it's the Seifet Tevis. Ki Malachov Yitzah Veloch is also the Seifet Tevis. Also, Yochid Virabim Halacha Kirabim, Rosha Tevis, this shame, Yoyach. By the Leila Seder, we dip the wine, Keneged the Makis, 10 times by the Makis. But then another time by the Tzach Adash Ba'achav, and another time by Dam Ve'esh V'simreis Oshan. Tzach HaKol, 16 times. Yoy Hoch, Yud Vov is 16. Hoch, that's the 16 times where Meram is on the Makis. It's a remez. Azoizok, Nechassam Seifer. Now, Kepshute, Vayetze Yaakov, Ve'er Sheva, Vayelech Harona. This pasuk is a very lengthy pasuk. That's another teretz why it's split into two. Vayetze Yaakov, Ve'er Sheva, and then only 14 years later, Vayelech Harona. Because we know Chazal, Rashi brings it, Ba'arichos, the Gemara, the Megillah, that there was 14 years that he was in yeshiva. So that's another teretz why the pasuk splits it into two. It wasn't just straight Vayetze Licharon. There was Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, a 14-year break, and then Vayetze Licharon. Aber Ha'emes, in the Marsha in Megillah, is before an interesting chiddush. He says that the yeshiva where Yaakov was in Be'er Sheva. He says in the letters Be'er Sheva is Aver, and also the letters Arbasre. That's the letters, because Faker, the yeshiva was in Be'er Sheva. What's more, says the Marsha over there, there were three yeshivas in those days. Three yeshivas. Three centers of Torah. Aver, Shem, and Yitzchok. Ov. Mi Be'er Sheva is the letters. Shem, Aver, Ov. Azai Zok, the Marsha in Megillah Daf Yedzayin, because that's where the three yeshivas were. Now Yaakov switched to the yeshiva. Maybe one yeshiva was for Bekiyas, one was for Be'in, one was for Bala Tshuva, different yeshivas. But he went and he had to prepare himself now 14 years. He basically needed a kind of a yeshiva that's going to prepare him for Beis Lavan. But he was in Be'er Sheva, which is fascinating. Esav can't find him, because Esav is not setting foot into the yeshiva. He's not going there over there. So he's hiding over there. Oh, but we know that Chazal say that when Yaakov finally left, it was Pana Hoyd, Pana Ziv, Pana Hador, Shteita, Amoyra, the Gazach. He was already missing for 14 years. No one knew where he was. Esav was putting the Interpol looking for him. They couldn't find him. So he was anyways totally ne'elam. Oh, but he was there in a vinkel learning Torah. When he leaves, it's Pana Hoida, Pana Hadora, Pana Ziva. In spite of the fact that technically he was already long missing. There's an interesting gematria. Sometimes we say gematria. It's from the Chidah. He says, Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. If you take out Yaakov, Yaakov is 182. You take out Yaakov from Mibe'er Sheva. Mibe'er Sheva is 575. You take out Yaakov from Mibe'er Sheva. You're left with 393, 575, Mibe'er Sheva. You take out Yaakov, 182. You're left with 393. 393 is Pana Ziva Hoida Vahadara. That's the. So when the Yetze Yaakov comes, Pana Ziva Hoida Vahadara. We know that the Etzim Yaakov, Eliphaz came and stole all of his. Nechosim, Be'etzim Eliphaz had a tzivoy from Aviv to Esav to kill Yaakov. Aber mitzad sheni, I don't know, maybe Esad HaChalos say, racist, you know, it's not Lav Ratzicha. Lamaisa, they found the Pisroin that it should be on Yechashiv Kemes. He took away all of his Nechasim. And that's why he's coming now, Rekon. Maybe that's why some say that's why he went to Yeshiva, although there's a big machalikis. When did he meet up with Eliphaz? After the 14 years of the Yeshiva or before the 14 years of the Yeshiva? Donu Bazeha Meforshim. Now, anyways, he comes. But in the 14 years of Shem Be'Eber, he didn't flee. Vayikach me'avne hamokoyim. So there's a verse from the Kotzker, Yaakov Vino, he says, Ein ze kiyim beis alikim, says the Kotzker, how did he know it's kiyim ze beis alikim? As afilu de shteiner shlog, it's like even if the stones are fighting with each other, then it must be, it's a yeshiva, that's a, it's a beis alikim. But the emesis, it says that the stones were fighting with each other, and alayim yechtzadik esroishi, alayim yechtzadik esroishi, they became one big even. It's interesting, they could still fight. On which chelik of the even, the tzadik should be in the esroishi. But vice versa, if it's one, if it's ba'achtas, then it's not going to be a problem. Although there's a mitzvah, they ask why didn't it turn into a pillow? There's a kishiner. So there's one nosach as it's just a kishlagan. If there was machloikis, even after the machloikis is over, it's going to be on grace of shtein. It's not going to be more than that. A pillow is not going to be. But they say over from Rav Nosson Tzvi Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he said, "What says the pillow? Fakert. It's building Klal Yisrael now. This is an even. From this even is coming the building of Klal Yisrael. The boyts of the Klal Yisrael. The gate the shlofen. The gate boyin of Klal Yisrael." The Panav Zerov, he came after the war in the late 1940s, and he was building on a mountain in the middle of nowhere in a place called Bnei Brak. There was no one there, and he was building a yeshiva with such a grace of Mismanish, it was going to hold 100 people. Could you imagine a Mismanish? They told him the dream, well, this because she three bachram here, there's nothing going on. 100 bars out of grace. He said, they told me, a cholami. He said, a cholam, a brich shlofnish. I'm not sleeping. And the musagim. Vidav came boyin. And you see a lot, there's a lot of Avonim over here. Now the Medrash Betzim brings in the Medrash Rabbah Machloikis. How many Avonim were there? Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemi, and the Avonim. Rabbi Yehuda says there was Yud Beis Avonim. Rabbi Nechemi says there was Shloish Avonim. Rabbanan say there was two Avonim. And the Medrash explains, the way the Mepharshim explained it, that if it was Yud Beis Avonim, Yaakov Avinu was saying, if the Yud Beis Avonim are going to become one, that's assuming that the Yud Beis Shvatim are going to become Meuchadim, Ba'achtos. If it's Rabbi Nechemi says it was three Avonim, he says it's connected to Shloisha Avos, meaning maybe each Avos is separate and they're not connected. No, if the Avonim connect, it shows that it's going to be Takim Mischaber. Mitzad Sheni, if it was two Avonim, what's the Taich? Yaakov Avinu was saying, we know from Avram there was Yitzchak, but there was also a Yishmael. No connection. From Yitzchak there was a Yaakov, but there was also an Esav. Yaakov is saying if the Evan is going to become one, it's going to show that Mitosai Shlema, that it's going to be, there's going to be a Shlemas and an Achdos in the Avonim. Vayishka b'mokim ahu, and it also says in the pasuk vayifka b'mokim. We know that he came, he went. Chazal on earth vayifka b'mokim that he davened ma'ariv. Then as Tosfos brings in brachas that it was early ma'ariv. It suddenly became night. This is a smach that he davened ma'ariv. Tosfos brings that's a smach that he davened ma'ariv from ready from plak. It became night. Vayifka b'mokim. Yaakov was misakin tefilas arvus. We know that the Gemara says that the ovos were misakin the tefilas. Vayashkeim Avraham b'boiker is shacharis. Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach b'sad l'fnois erev is mincha. Vayifka b'mokim Yaakov Avinu is ma'ariv. That's the seder. That's the seder. Shacharis mincha ma'ariv. Avram is first. Although the truth is, l'chera, the first tefillah of the day is ma'ariv. In Yiddishkeit, everything starts with the night before. L'chera, in the seder advarim, what's the first tefillah? The first tefillah should be ma'ariv. The Gemara in Brachas has a bazundur ha'amir that maybe mincha doesn't have tashlumin. Mincha. Because Ma'ariv is already shining an ayat up. Over yoy may bottle karbona. Doesn't say it on shachar. It says on... Interesting. Avram, though, is the first tefillah. And Rav Elul Apayan writes, this was in his days that they had set under the water in the sea between America and Europe and England. They made a transatlantic telephone tunnel that had a telephone wire that you were able to play a brio. You were able to call on a telephone and speak from... and make a connection. He said, the Ovis from a second tefillah. So we always daven, every day we daven, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv. Ovis Tiknu means they're the ones that set the transatlantic, the connection to the Beshefer, to the Shemayim. They still avek those lines. Then everything, then you just, our tefillahs connect at the Taich of Tiknu. They were Misakin, the infrastructure of the... He took it as a marshal of something that had happened in his days from this transatlantic telephone line that there's going to be as a matzav of the tefillos. Now there's the Chaloyim of the Sulam, and the Emes, there's many different Shatim. How many rungs, steps were on the ladder? Someone was asking me, if it's Malachim, Oilim B'Yardim, by Malachim fly, why do they need steps? It's not wooden steps or metal steps. It's some kind of ruchniistic level. The Malachim also go up with levels. How many levels? Some say, in some of the farms say there was 4, Keneged Yud Kei Vav Kei. Some say 7, 49, 12. Different numbers that are miramis on different inyanim. The Medrash Tanchuma says that there were really hundreds and hundreds. It was a very, very large ladder. And the Medrash Tanchuma brings that the Emes, each one of the Umay Sa'olam, Yaakov Avinu sees that Bavel, or the Malach that represents, Malach, that the Malach that represents Bavel goes up 70 steps of the ladder and then falls down. Bavel, Shivim Shana. Modai, 52, and then falls down. Yavon, 180. Ra Edoim, Oilev, 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 Eini Oirid. We don't know when is Edoim going to fall. And then the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yaakov Avinu, Tala, you should also go up. And Yaakov Avinu, who saw, you know, the higher they fell, the higher they went up, the klop is the klop. He was scared to go up. He sees Edom going, doesn't know what's happening. The other Umayyads fell already. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Yaakov, go up the ladder. Im ata oila ata ein chanoifel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maftiachim. You're different than the other Umayyads. Tala, the im ata oila ein chanoifel. V'loihem in Yaakov. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ilu ha'yisa oila, Loi ha'yisa noifel. Kivan shaloi ha'lisa, Loihem in Yaakov. Bonim are going to go into Golas. As I stay in the Medrash. There's a vikuach. What does it mean, v'loihem in Yaakov? Some say it means he didn't believe in the Bashefer. The Bashefer told him and he didn't have the betochen to... There's another pshat, no, v'loihem in Yaakov, to believe in himself. To realize that he has the yicholus to do it. And I'm saying, l'choy retainu hach. If a person realizes, I'm not saying like a self-esteem shmooze here, the pshat is, if a person realizes that his neshama is a chelik alikami mal, that he has the b'shefer, l'hamin ba'atzmacha is l'hamin in the koyach of the yicholus of your neshama, which is a chelik of the b'rei olam. V'loy hamin, to believe that you have the yicholus to do it. V'loy hamin Yaakov, and then it wasn't mashlim in the chaloyim, this b'chinah. You know, it says, the malach elikim olam v'yardim v'y, this state in the svarim, there's different pshatim who the malachim, where one of the pshatim is, it was Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Ariel, which is the Oisius Gemara. And the Rosh Tavis of Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Ariel is Gemara. And it's Oilim V'yardim Boy, Yaakov Avinu, is Titan Emes Liyachim. Yaakov Avinu is Torah. Yaakov Avinu is the Bechina of Emes. And it's Oilim V'yardim Boy, the malachim of Oilim V'yardim Boy. Another pshat is Oilim V'yardim Boy, we know that the Emes is, Yaakov is on the... His dmus is chokok on the kisya kovet. He's one of the dmuyos. Aryeh, kruv nesher, Yaakov. Yaakov is one of the dmuyos. So the oil of Yardamay, they go up and they see that's the Yaakov, that's Lamala. And then they go, damn, it's the same Yaakov. And they're checking, it's Taka, the same Yaakov. Titein emes the Yaakov, that it's Taka, that Toicha Kabari, that the Yaakov, that's Lamata, is the same Yaakov, that's Taka Lamala. That's the oil of Yardamay on the Sulam. There's a part from the Chanukah Satayra that Yaakov Avinu didn't realize that he's on the Merkava. So there's a pshat, it says in the pasuk, Ochein yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. Ochein is Rosh HaTevis. Aryeh kruv nesher. That I knew there's an Aryeh and a kruv and a nesher b'mokim hazeh in the Merkava. Anoichi myself, or even better, the Rosh HaTevis. Anoichi, Aryeh, nesher, kruv, yankiv. That I didn't know, I didn't realize that I myself am a chelik of the Merkava. It says that Taka in the Chaloyim, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. There's an interesting lashon in the Arachayim Hakadosh. He writes, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav on Yaakov, because ki yadua that the Ovo is heim hamerkava, and the Yaakov is the regel revi of the merkava. So since he's the fourth one, now it's already going to be stable. When there's a fourth leg, then the chair, then the kisei, it's oimei. Now it's interesting, the Arachayim Drixois is pointing Lashon of Medrash that Yaakov is the regular V. Technically we know that the Raglaim of the Merkava is Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, David. That's the David is the regular V. Of the Pshat HaZoi. Mitchila, it was Odom, Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov. And Yaakov is the regular Levi. And what he's seeing here now is Yaakov regular Levi. Afterwards, it's Vaitzach. David is from Yaakov, is from Adam. Adam is Rosh HaTevis. Adam, David Mashiach. Adam was supposed to live 1,000 years. He gives 70 years to David HaMelech. David HaMelech only has Chiyus from Koidim HaChet. Since Adam HaRishon was Chayte, David HaMelech was only supposed to live for 3 hours because that was the 3 hours of Koidim HaChet. But then Adam HaRishon gives him 70 years. So Adam, it's David. So Akoponim in the Chena. So Akoponim, it was Mitchila, was Adam, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Then it's Baitzach to Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David. And that's what it means, that he's a Chelek of the Markov. Now he gets up, it says, Vayikach me Avne HaMokoim. Vayikach me Avne HaMokoim. There's a medrash that says that this was the Avonim from the Mizbeach, from the Akedah. And the Shaila is the Achronim has the Panim Yofis. Other Achronim, they talk about the Shaila, so that it has Kedushas Mizbeach. How was he allowed to use it, Mishtamashit, Lehediot? Yaki Avinu, Yidal Chonash, and everybody. He used it to stay. He used it. He's a person, B'cholayfen. So what's the Pshat? What was the Heter to use the Avon of the Panim Yofis? He says, the Mechudish, the Kepshat. He says it was Shoigig and Yaakov Avinu was Moal, but after he was Moal, the Shoigig, it's Yoytzul Lechulin. And then the Avonim are telling them what to use. Then again, he turned it again into a Mizbeach. Lachamo, but it's a Chibitin. Another job they say is that since there was a Nace, and the Avonim all turned into one big Evan, that was a Shinoi. So it's a new Mitzvah. The fact that the Avonim were Nepach to one big Evan, that was Meshanit, and that Shinoi makes it mutter that it's Yotzal Mechulin. Another chat is that it was for Pikuach Nefesh originally to save him from the Chayos, and it's not exactly the Hanok Kedarkoi, and therefore that was the Heter. Ochen Yesh Hashem b'Mokoyim Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is called Mokoyim. Ain't kind of Mokoyim, but the Nefesh Chayim in the whole Shar Gimel, if you want to go through, he talks about what Mokoyim is. That's one of the people in Shar Dal, there's four Sharim. A whole shahr on what it means, the bechina that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mokoyim. It's interesting, in Tikkunei Zohar it says, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Mokoyim? Mokoyim is Gematria 186. 186 is Yud Kei Vav Kei squared. The Hainu, not 26 squared. Yud is 10. He is 5. Vav is 6. And He is 5. 10 squared plus 5 squared plus 6 squared plus 5 squared is 186. Is Mokoyim. It says, Shein Havaya Biribua is Mokoyim. I don't know what that means, but that's the numbers. Avad, it's not the Mokoyim. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnosoy vayoymer. Ochen yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. Like we said, Aryeh Kriv Nesher avara noichi. Aryeh Kriv Nesher yankiv lo yadati. The Baal HaTurim writes over here. Vayikatz Yaakov mishnosoy vayoymer. Says the Baal HaTurim is soifet hevis. Tzibur. Mikan a remez, a person is supposed to daven b'tzibur. Yaakov is toifus that he wasn't davening b'tzibur. V'anoichi, he daven by yourself, lo yodoti. That's not the way to daven. V'yikatz Yaakov, mishnasi v'yoymar, a person has to daven b'tzibur. It's interesting, we say the lashon of daven, that's what, it's probably a word in Yiddish, but some say, it's theories, a lot of words in Yiddish to know where it came from, but de'avunhon, from our fathers. Because as we mentioned, the tfilos will connect. The tefillahs will connect the avos. That's the Gemara says in Brachas. So it's the avunhan. We said they's the ones that paved the way. The Gemara brings another man the Yomer that the tefillahs is connected the tamidin, tamach al shachar, tamach al ben arba'im, and ma'ariv is connected halos evarim apidorim. That's why tefillahs ma'ariv is rishus. Pnei Yeshua says because shachar and minchas mamish connected the tamidin, ma'ariv is rishus. That's if it's connected the tamidin. But if it's connected the avos, why is Yaakov's tefillah less chiyuv than Avram and Yitzchak's? So the Pnei Yeshua says in Echanami, that's the machlokes. If Tfilas Arvus is Rishus Achoyv, if it's connected to Midin and Shachas and Minchas Mamish the Tomit Shal Shachar and Tomit Shal Ben Arvay, as opposed to Ma'ariv, which is only connected Halos Eivorim, then it's Rishus. If it's connected to Avos, then Avad it's Choyv. But there's another chat that Yaakov's Tfilas is different. Yaakov wasn't supposed to daven; it was a mistake. He was really earlier. He thought it wasn't Kavua the way it was. Vayifka Bamokoyim. Yaakov's Tfila is Rishus. But Akoponim, that's the Avunoyim that we daven. The koyach of davening is from the Ovis. The Gemara asks, you know, there's also another tefillah, there's tefillas musaf. So if it's connected to Tamidim, so I understand that tefillas musaf is connected to Musafim. But in the Bechina that Shachar's Mincha and Ma'ariv is Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, what exactly is tefillas musaf? The Sforim, right? Tefillas musaf is from, some say from Yosef, Musaf. Also Rochel, in Rosh Chodesh davening, we say, Roshei Chadoshim La'amcha. Sata. Roshei Chadoshim La'amcha Roshei Tevis Rachel. That Tfilas Musif is connected Rachel. So Vayashkim Yaakov Paboiker, he davened Shachar Soso. We have Vayashkim Avram Paboiker, there's a Vada Vayashkim, he's Namshich Nederach of Avram as well. And he takes an Evan and he puts Shemen. Some say that the Shemen was just a Shmira to know where this place was. Some say it was a Korban, a Mincha of Shemen. The Sfarim talk about that this Shemen has to do with the Shemen of Mishcha and has to do with the Shemen of Chanukah. And this Grois in Yonim in the Vayitzak Shemen al Roish over here. We're getting closer. Vayitzak Shemen al Roish at Tatalatem. Vayikra Shem Amokim Ahu Beisel, V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir La Rishoino. B'derech Drash, I saw once interesting shot. Sulam is Rosh HaTevis, Sudas Levius Malka, Malava Malka. And you should know, Malava Malka is Oilam V'yoredim Boy. It's Ulai. On one hand, it's the Dover Gashmi, and it's already Moitza Shabbos, and it's you know, it's on the Oretz, but it's Rosh HaMagiyah HaShemayim. Malachi Lakim Oilam V'yoredim Boy, the Malachi Shabbos and the Malachi Mokhoil. It's a great Zaf. And the Remez continues in the Pasuk, it's V'ulam. V'ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir L'Rishina. We know that there's a bone called the Luz bone. The Luz bone, the Metzias of the Luz bone is that it only is Nehemeh from Alava Malka. That's why Tchiyas HaMeisim comes from the Luz bone, because when Adam Arishan on Friday afternoon, after 3 hours after being created, ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was Nigzar on him Mavis. And all of his Ramach Evarim ate from the Eitz Hadas, so they were all Nigzar Mavis, but not the Luz. The Luz doesn't eat only on Malava Malka. So the Luz wasn't Mekabel Nene Koilet from the Eitz Hadas. So it wasn't Nigzar Olav Mavis. That's why Tchiyas HaMeisim will come from the Luz bone. The Ulam is Rosh HaTevis, V'nem and Ata L'Hachiyos Meisim, Luz, the Luz bone, Shem Heir Lor Rishoyne. From there will come the beginning of the Hispirus of Tchiyas HaMeisim. Shem is on Moitza Shabbos. The Ulam, Luz, Shem on Moitza Shabbos, Heir Lor Rishoyne, the Tchiyas HaMeisim will come from the Luz bone. And of course it's David HaMelech Su, the David HaMelech who was only supposed to live for 3 hours. Because David HaMelech is only Shaykh to Koydim Achet. He gets 70 years from Adam Arishan, but Be'etzim, he Shaykh to Malava Malka. Malava Malka is Shaykh to Luz, which is Shaykh to Tchiyas HaMeisim, which is Shaykh to which was never. There's a medrash that says that the same way in the Adam there's a Luz, also in the world there's a Luz. That's the city, the Ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir La Rishayna. And also in the Beis HaMikdash there was a Luz, the Kaisel HaMaravi. The Kaisel HaMaravi. Ulai, we could say Mir Yeshiva is a Luz. Is a Luz. It never, even in the Holocaust, there was Mamshech. The whole Tchiyah from all the Yeshivas, it came from that. There's a Metzias of Luz. Shem Ha'ir L'Rishayim. Vayidar Yaakov Neder Leimor. That's very interesting. Tosfos in Chulin Daf Beis brings that on one hand the Gemara says you're not supposed to really make Nedarim. The Gemara says Kenidrei Rishoyim, only Rishoyim make Nedarim. It's not such a big Kalanoider Kilu Banabomo. It's not the greatest thing. But Tosfos brings in Chulin based on a Medrash, and it's Gepasin and Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Nedarim. Noidrim Be'es Tzoro. Then it's Roy and Mumlatz, and it's suggested, and it's Kedai, and it's a Dover Nochoin, that Ksheirim Anoider Be'es Tzoro. And they bring the Makar, Vayidar Yaakov Nedalemer. Now it's interesting, I saw the Noisekem, still the Rambam doesn't bring this. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos brings it in Chulin Daf Beis. The Makar is a Medrash Rabbah in this week's Parsha. Vayidar Yaakov Neder Mikan Shenoidrim Be'es Tzoro. The Rambam doesn't bring it. Haloi Dovaru. So it's interesting. L'chayra, there's an interesting Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Erechin, Perek Vav, Halacha Lamed Aleph. And the Rambam writes, Yeiro Ali, that Af Al Pi She'ein Adam Maktish Dovar Shaloi B'Loilam, Ein Adam Maktish Dovar Shaloi B'Loilam, Aval Adam Yochal Loimar She'hoilech L'Hakish Dovar Shaloi B'Loilam. In a Chanamah, you can't be Maktish Dovar Shaloi B'Loilam, but you could make a Kabbalah that you're going to. And he says it, the Yeiro Ali. And then he continues in the next Halacha, Halacha Lamed Gimel, skips one, this was a Halacha Lamed Aleph. Perek Vav Erechin Halacha Lamed Aleph. He continues in Halacha Lamed Gimel. Raya L'Dover Zeh, Masha Omer Yaakov Avinu, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Leimor. He made a neder on a loy b'loylam. He doesn't have anything now. No, he makes a neder on what's going to be. The Rambam didn't bring the Oydin Beis Taka. He learned this pasuk of Ayit Yaakov Neder for his chiddush, for this other sugya. Which is interesting. The Rambam is saying that Lagabi Davar Shaloi Bala Oilam, even though you can't be Makdash Davar Shaloi Oilam, he brings a raya, you could be Makabal that you're going to. It looks like though it's Machlekesh Mishayim, it's maybe Lishitasa. It goes like this. It's Yedua, there's a Ktsois that in Simon Shin Lamed Beis, it's Negeya. Later in the sugya, so we jump later in the parsha, but you have the whole Masu Matan with Lavan that he was Miramahim so many times. And the emes is, they say over a story, I'll get to the excise in a minute, they say over a story that the Al Shech HaKadosh was saying over details of exactly that 100 times that Lavan was Miramah. I think it was with the Al Shech. I don't know. I'm not sure if the dates work over here, but it makes sense if the Arifa was by the Shir. I don't know. I'm maybe missing the detail here. And he started smiling. He said, "Yeah, Lovan came to the Shir, and he was nodding every time you explained Aseres Moinim 100 different ways how Lovan made Ramois on you, and the Al Shech was learning it up into the Pesukim and working out the details. Lovan is there. He was Mahanin Hain Hain that you were Mechaven LaAmita Shel Hashaker that was Lovan's Mahalach. Akoponim, Lovan made a lot of Esek here with Yaakov." But it's mevor that Yaakov was soicher that he's going to have schusim in the kvasim that are akudim, the kudim, berudim. Frek the ktsois in Simon Shin Lamed Beis. It's davar shaloi bala oilam. How was Yaakov able to make a deal with Lavan Lagabi, the schira of the kvasim? It's davar shaloi bala oilam. He brings this kasha from the Rivosh. And the emesis, we spoke last week that he brings the same kasha from the Rivosh. This is in Shin Lamed Beis. He also brings it in Simon Reish Ayin Ches. Lagabi the Bechayra. How could Yaakov buy the Bechayra? It's Lover Shalai Bala Oilam. And the Rivash, the Ksais brings the Rivash. He actually brings it in one other place in Simresh Tessa, but for a different topic. Other, Lagabi Avram Avinu, it's a different Cheshbon. But he brings, so one is Lagabi the Kvasim over here. So he brings the interesting Nakuda. The Rivash says, that Koidim Matan Torah, there's no Indian of Dovah Shalai B'loilam. That's what the Ksois brings from the Rivash time and again. And L'chor, it's not like our Rambam. Because if Koidim Matan Torah, there's no Chasaron of Dovah Shalai B'loilam, so then you can't bring a Raya from Yaakov Avinu that you're allowed to be Neider, that you're going to be Neider. Maybe you're not allowed to. Shiny awesome that it's Koidim Matan Torah. But the Ksois argues on the Rivash. And the Ksois in each place says a different word. If what we spoke last week, he said that the reason Yaakov was able to buy the Bechayra because Esav was Mesalik himself from the Bechayra and Memele Yaakov was like, and that's the topic over there in Simon Reish Ayin Ches, that the Ksois is Mechadish, that's the Iker vote, what's going on there, that Siluk is not a Chasar by Leibel Oilam. Over here in Shin Lamed Beis, there's a different topic. The Ksois' topic there, it's Hilchas Schiras. He's Mechadish that on Schiras there's no Chasar of Davish Leibel Oilam. And that's why they were able to do the Schiras of the Kvasim, even though it was a davar shaloi bala oilam. Now Yaakov Avinu makes this neder, and he's makabel on himself, even though he doesn't have it yet. He says, "V'chol asher titen li aser a'asrenu loch." And the Gemara comes out from here in Ksubis Tafnun Hamevazvez al yivazvez yoyse michoimish. A person is not allowed to give more than a choimish because aser asrenu is two times meiser. Although those that are looking that are not so machmir and are looking for kulois, the Chofetz Chaim and Sefer Avos Chesed goes through the sugya. And he finds a few oifanim how yesh lahokel, if a person, I know people that are mekel, that they want to be mekel to give more than a chaymish. If it's for harbotzas ha-toira, you're allowed to give more than a chaymish. If it's for tshuva, al lachzar b'tshuva, if the matar while you're doing it is to be chayzer b'tshuva, you're allowed to give more than a chaymish. Koydem yisosoy, another heter that taki to do it, bukhus people do it. Osher muflog is not limited to, someone once told Rav Simon that there was a certain gvir that he gave. That he had a certain business deal and he made $50 million and he's giving $25 million to the Meisters. He said, what's he going to do with the other $25 million? Okay, Akoponim. So this Kame Heterim, on Bizviz Yosef Michaimish. Rav Chaim Tzanzer, every day he would get people giving him money for tzedakah pidyonis and he would give out whatever was on the table would go out that day to the tzedakah, all the money. And they asked him over the Rebbe state, Hamevazvez al yivazvez yoyse michaimish. And Rabbi Chaim Tzanzer said, he says, yeah, over, he wasn't quoting the Chofetz Chaim, but he also had his Makaris and Rishayim, he says, for tshuva, megmenton, So they said, Rebbe, what's that after Rebbe teen Shiva? He said, every day I teen a vayre and I need to do tshuva. He said, what's that vayre? Hamavazas al yavazas yoysa michoymish. So he must shiva time. They say over that someone told Rav Chaim Kanievsky that he has a problem in his house. Whenever there's an issue, one of the kindalach is having a psinusoyin, or something fell, or there's something missing, and they forget to say Rav Ben Yomina, always they're giving to Kupa Seir. He said, it's getting out of hand. It's not, shanishta normal matzav. Everything is like, it's getting out of hand. So Rav Chaim says, so give to Kupa Seir. This is the tzara. We invite them. V'yitan l'cho v'yachse v'yitan. Yeah, you have, this was like recently in Daf Yomi, just a mention in a kuda, we have the latest Hashvatim. The Gemara says in the Dorim Daf Chof that there's something called Ben Tmura. If a person thought a certain Isha, and it was a different Isha, so it was Mukhlaf, he didn't realize who he was being boiled, so that's called a Ben Tmura. And the Gemara says that on a list of 9 other kinds of Ifanim, where children are going to be Pogum. And one of them is Ben Tmura. Fret the Mogen Avram in Simen Reish Mem, in Eir Chaim. He brings the kasha from the Ramami Panu, from a kadmoin, from the Ramami Panu. So Ibizoy Reuven is a Ben Tmura. It says, Vahiba Boiker, Vahina Hileya. It's mashma that at night he did not yet know that it was Leia, so he thought it was Rachel. So the Chayrut comes out that Reuven is a Ben Tmura. Hayitochein. It's interesting. The Ramami Panu writes, yes, Reuven was a Ben Tmura. That's why he got his chelik at Eber Hayardain. You have to understand this in Yonah. But he says, yeah, Reuven. And Magen Avraham shries on that. He said, Chas v'shalom, to say that Reuven is a Ben Tmura. And they want to say maybe Reuven wasn't Noilet from the Bi'er Rishayna, but it says Reishis Oinai. Reishis Oinai. So there's Harbe Dubar on this, how to work out that cheshbon. Now we know that Yaakov was Noisei Beis Achoyis. The Ramban already explains, because in Chutz Laaretz, they weren't keeping the mitzvahs yet, only in Eretz Yisrael. Although Yaakov Avinu didn't marry 2 sisters, according to the Medrash, she married 4 sisters, because Bila and Zilpa were also the daughters of Lavan, from a Pelegesh, from a different wife. But all 4 were Achoyos Min Ha'av. Rachel and Leah, Pashtus, were Achoyos Min Ha'av Umin Ha'ein. I don't know if it's Mefurish if they were twins. Does it say somewhere that they were twins? I don't remember. But Rachel and Leah didn't have the same mother as Bila and Zilpa, but all 4, though, were from Lavan. Someone was telling me once that maybe Rachel and Leah were also from 2 different mothers, so it was only Achis Mena'av. I have to work it out. I saw a medrash brought down, Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings, on Rachel and Leah, Vishen Imam Adina. Yeah, but maybe it happens to be both mothers were named Adina. I don't know if there's a competitive Rav Yehuda Chassid when you marry 2 sisters, which you're not allowed to, that they shouldn't have the same name. So maybe, I don't know, but Akaponim in Ha'av, Bivadai, they were all Achoyos Min Ha'av. And fascinating enough, it was only in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz Laaretz, when they enter Eretz Yisrael, Rachel is Nifter. You have to know how it works. It's brought down from the Arizal that says, Rachel Akara. The Arizal writes, Rachel Akara is Okar Hay, because the Koyach of Yeluda is with a Hay. If you look in Parshas Kisetzi, it says many times, Na'ara without a Hay. When it means that she's able to have children, that it's Na'ara with a Hay. Hay, there's a pasuk in Parshas Vayichi, Hey lochem vayigash. Hey lochem zera. The hey gives the koyach of zera. Rivka had a hey. Leah has a hey in the name. Sarai didn't have a name. Hey, Sarah does. Zilpa has a hey. Rachel is okar hey. Rachel doesn't have a hey, but she gives Yaakov Bilha. Bilha has 2 heys, and she tells Yaakov ibone gam anoichi mimeno. I want to have the koyach yeluda through Bilha. That Bilha's extra hey should poil ice on Rachel. The Sfarim write, Avada Yaakovina, we said he married 2 or 4 sisters. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that Koyde Matan Torah, it's not the same as after Matan Torah, and you can make Cheshboinus, and Alpi Cheshboinus Shemayim, he knows that this is the Tzura, how to build Klal Yisrael, with this Soidus Al Soidus, in that which one of the Shvatim is supposed to come from which, and how it works. We don't understand that these in Yonim, but just again, just a number. If it does something that Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Bila, and Zilpa is together, Keser, is 620. The Gematria, the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael comes from Yaakov, Rachel, Leah, Bila, and Zilpa. From there comes the Keser. Now it's very interesting. We have over here Yisachar and Zvulun. And there's a fascinating Ha'ara. We all know that there's a system here of Yisachar and Zvulun, a Shutfus of sort. The ultimate Yisachar Zvulun was already supposed to be by Kayin and Hevel. It didn't work. Shem Cham and Yofes, it didn't work. Yitzchak and Yishmael, Yaakov and Esav, that's what Yitzchak thought. And time and again, for whatever the reasons were, that wasn't the tzura of the Shlemus of Yisachar Zvulun. But the Shaila is, Yaakov, we saw the Avonim come together, it's going to be Mitasai Shlema. So why Yisachar Zvulun? Why not Reuven and Shimon? Why wait all the way till the... It's Leah's fifth and sixth child. I mean, it's the Shvatim, it's already the ninth and the tenth child, right before Yosef and Binyamin, after Bilhah and Zilpah have their children. Why is Yisachar Zvulun from Yisachar and Zvulun? Why not from Reuven and Shimon? I heard once a pshat from Rav Moshe Shapiro. He said, Moiridik. He said, the ultimate shutfis of Yisachar and Zvulun has to come from a tremendous source of achdus. And that's why it didn't work in all those other aforementioned Kufis and people and brothers that we mentioned. And Rachel was Mevater on the Simonim and all that. But there was a friction. When Rachel was Mevater to Leah, Yaakov, and Leah was Mevater the Dudoyim, from there, that's the ultimate vitter. From there can come a basis for a Yisachar Zvulun that will be lasting. And that's why Yisachar Zvulun eventually is the dugma. Later you have Shimon, Achi, Azari, and Zvachim, you have other, but the dugma of such a concept. Now, Lavan is running after them. Yaakov tries to escape. It's time to leave base Lavan. V'artignoiv Rachel es ha'trofim. The Targum Yoinism says that there's Makaris to the Sosra, the Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. What are these trofim? You're supposed to take the head of a Bechor and remove it from the rest of the body and shrink it and put besomim and shemen, and there's a whole process how you prepare it with magic, with kosmos, with all kinds of various ingredients. And that's the trofim. It's a collection of these heads of Bechor, which I saw brought down, a fascinating Zach. Esav didn't find Yaakov for the 14 years that he was in Shemen Aver because he doesn't step foot in a yeshiva. But why isn't Esav searching out Yaakov when he's in Beis Lavan? And there's many pshatim, but I heard it to be Mefarish. Lavan has a trofim collection. Now, who's the Bechor, Yaakov or Esav? Well, that's a loaded question. That's what the Vikoch is about. But Esav l'shitasai, who values his head till his head went into Maris HaMachpelah, does not go anywhere near Lavan because Lavan will add it to his collection, which is why Yaakov tells Lavan afterwards. It tells Esav, in Lavan Garti, you're all farbissin, I'm the Bechor. Lavan doesn't think I'm the Bechor. He would have added me to the collection. Don't worry, l'shitasai, you could still be the Bechor if that's what you choose to feel. But the trufim was this collection of Bechor heads, and this trufim are able to tell Lavan where Yaakov is. And that's Pashtus why Rachel stole it, because otherwise they're going to find him right away. Although the Meshech Chochma writes, if Rachel wouldn't have stolen the trufim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never be able to be Niglat to Lavan and tell him, don't shepherd with Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Lavan and tells him, don't shepherd with Yaakov. Lavan was only zeichet to that hezgalus because he didn't have the avoy dezara of the trufim with him. Had Rachel not stolen it, then she wouldn't have, then it wouldn't have been able to have that hezgalus. So it's all part of the process. Now it's interesting. Lavan is looking for the trufim. Now I don't know if there's a way that it works with remote, but like he was in the room with the trufim and he still can't find them. You know, normally with the koiches of kesem and magic, maybe he should have. So there's a vart that says v'lo yoda. You know why? Ki rochel ginevosam. If it would have stand been a pashat gan of mela, but the other side that's hiding the trofim is also someone that understands a thing or two about these inyanim. V'lo yoda ki rochel ginevosam. But I heard once a moiridik at the hair. Why Taka wasn't Lavan able to use? I guess maybe if it's a 10-foot radius, he's able to like Wi-Fi the trofim. Rachel sat on the trufim. If she sat on it, she was mezalzel in it. And this is a true yesoid. We spoke about it last week by Vayivez, Esav, Esav, Chayra also. Whether it's a koyach ruchni for ra, or a koyach ruchni for toiv, or a koyach ruchni for anything. If you value it, it will have that value. If you're mezalzel in it, the zitzt of them, garnished. It breaks the batteries, arbitnished. It's a yesoid to realize to value the koyach of a davar ruchni.